president takes his pitch back on the road. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. With the economy and supply chain issues still front of mind for many cash-strapped Americans.
Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all over the world.
The president acknowledging back-to-back reports this week on inflation hitting a 40-year high again.
What people don't know is that 70% of the increase in inflation was a consequence of Putin's price hike because of the impact on oil prices.
He's urging Congress to pass his budget and to work out differences on the Bipartisan Innovation Act aimed at boosting research and development as he visits students studying robotics and cybersecurity at a state university in Greensboro, North Carolina. Republicans say inflation predates the war in Ukraine, blaming the president's policies. Just over a week after becoming Twitter's largest shareholder, Tesla CEO Elon Musk is offering to buy the company outright, a $43 billion all-cash offer that he says is rooted in his concerns about free speech.
We want to be just very reluctant to delete things and have just be very cautious with permanent bans. Timeouts, I think, are better.
Musk says the social media platform needs to be transformed as a private company, also telling the annual TED Talk conference he does have a plan B if they reject his offer. Twitter has called an all-hands meeting for employees. Musk is already facing a lawsuit over his recent purchase of Twitter shares, accusing him of illegally delaying disclosure of his stake to buy more shares at lower prices. The man accused of a mass shooting at a New York City subway station is ordered held without bail. 62-year-old Frank James making his first court appearance today. He's facing a federal terrorism charge for attacking mass transit. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Texas governor is not backing down on his decision to require extra screenings of commercial trucks crossing the southern border, which has led to long lines at some crossings, with the White House warning shortages on store shelves could follow. But the governor is winning help from Mexico.
We can tell you that commercial traffic is flowing more smoothly today into Texas from Nuevo León, one of the six Mexican states sharing a border with Texas. The governor there has signed an agreement with the Lone Star State saying they will beef up security on their side of the river, among other things. In exchange, Governor Abbott agreed to drop those secondary DPS commercial truck screenings for imports coming in through Laredo, but they will remain at the other international crossings until those Mexican governors sign similar agreements.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Eagle Pass, Texas. The president's so-called cost of carbon plan to account for potential emissions damage when creating rules for pollution-generating industries is allowed to stand. A federal appeals court today refusing to revisit its decision to revive that policy proposal. Peloton trying to bounce back as the pandemic wanes, but that's not stopping the company from charging subscribers more.
The fitness equipment maker is increasing the price of its all-access membership across North America, while at the same time lowering equipment costs. Peloton said the price increases are the first in 8 years during which its catalog of content has significantly grown. Beginning in June, the price of the monthly membership fee will increase to $44 from $39 for all U.S. customers. Pricing for international international members except Canada will remain unchanged. And the cost of a digital-only membership for people who don't own any of Peloton's equipment will still be at $12.99 a month.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Stocks finish lower. The Dow down 113 at the close. The NASDAQ more than 200. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.